Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Puddles in the morning, puddles in the evening, puddles in the afternoon. Well, I'm a puddle boy and she's a puddle girl. The Puddles podcast is starting real soon.
All right, welcome to Puddles. It's your host, Andrew Collin, joined by your co-host,
Brenna LaRock.
Big, big week.
You say this every week.
That's a good point.
It hasn't been a big week.
Brenna is starting her first job as an esthetician at BB Soft Skin in Atwater Village. Go book an appointment. She's open Tuesdays and Saturdays. Go get a facial. That's the big news. It's big news.
Okay, it's big news.
This is something you wanted for at least 3 weeks.
I know, but every week you say it's big news and it's about the same thing. No one is thinking it's big news. I appreciate you being my biggest, like, you're my number one fan. Like, I love that. And you advocate for me, but...
I know. I think I might push people away. I'm like,
I know. That's what I'm worried about.
Get a facial.
I think we're talking about it too much.
Yeah, maybe so.
But if please come get a facial.
Yeah. I love that we talk about it too much. It's twice in 2 weeks that these people have heard. And we're like, it's too much. Yet people will like oversell. You know what I mean? Maybe we got to do it funnier, you know, like a used car salesman. Like, come on down, get a facial for $9.99. All you need, well, it's $150, but plus tax is only $165.
Yeah, plus the add-ons if you really want it to be good.
It'll be $385. You walk out there with a microabrasion.
Microdermabrasion.
You won't have no more dermatitis. Come on down for $9.99.
I don't know what that is.
That's a lot. Maybe that will help sell it. Maybe that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna do a commercial in front of BB Soft Skin in Atwater Village and just be like, for $9.99. I'll have a big sign. I'll dress up, I'll wear like a green suit.
It's so against the vibe of that place.
That is true.
My boss is going to be like, what did I get myself into?
Brenna's boss is like very zen and just like, yes. It's like such the opposite of what you're used to in your career choices.
I hope it makes me more zen.
Yeah. I mean, if you're not zen in that environment, you probably need to go back to therapy.
Job. Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's on you.
Yeah.
That's the hard part, though. That's what sucks when you're like on a beach and you're anxious and you're like, I should be calm. I'm looking at seagulls and I feel like jumping off the dock and drowning.
I have a hard time with beaches, like just being.
Oh, like, I can't be.
I feel like I have to do something at the beach.
Oh, if I don't have a ball.
I can lay for a little bit, but I have to get up and do something. Also, I was just reading on Reddit about
the
ocean.
Go on.
No, the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah.
Wait, that's where we live, right?
Pacific.
Uh-huh. The Pacific lotion.
Yes, the Pacific lotion.
Do you recommend that in your skincare tips?
Yes. Pacific Ocean.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God. You know what makes me so mad? People who say specific like Pacific.
Well, how are you supposed to say it?
How do you say it?
Pacific, specific.
People who are trying to say specific, and they say Pacific.
Oh, I don't it's know like, those people.
You know,
I know someone
I shouldn't
that says
be so,
lotion instead of ocean.
I shouldn't be so judgmental because I just thought that we lived. I know that we don't live next to the Atlantic Ocean. I just forgot.
Yeah, no, I get it.
But also, sometimes illiteracy is not people's fault.
What did you read about this?
Oh, I was reading on Reddit about the Atlantic Ocean, or the Pacific Ocean.
Dude. She's really good at facials, I swear.
The Pacific.
Oh my God, dude.
Wait, it's the Pacific.
Stop.
What? You're on. I'm having a stroke. You're being rude.
I'm not being rude.
You're being so rude. Okay. Anyways, that there are sharks. Like, no, that people in LA were commenting that they don't go into the ocean because there are sharks. Like, and they hang out more than we think. And I was just thinking about how all summer long, we just went wave diving all summer long. And I went in the water so far out by myself.
Wave diving?
And people are just like, yeah, the sharks, they kind of leave you alone. But there are sharks on our beaches. Not just hammerheads, great white sharks.
Well, hammerheads are not nice.
Well, I guess hammerheads are supposed to leave you alone. But so let this be known, because there are other people out there, but I just remember that one time it was storming and I went into the ocean and I went really far. And I was thinking about how I could have gotten pulled under.
By a shark?
Like, or just the waves.
Yeah, that's why I was nervous.
The undertow. And I'm scared. Now I can't. So what am I supposed to do at the beach now?
Well, you read a book, you throw a ball.
It's too hot.
You build a castle. You eat a turkey sandwich. This is the thing. You are a ledgehead that has been talked about. You like to push the envelope. If I tell you to do something, you love to do the opposite, no matter what it is. So if I'm like, don't go too far out, you're like, well, fuck you. Like, I'm taking out everything in my childhood on you. And I'm going so far. I'm going to go ride a great white.
Like, you're my father.
Yeah.
What is that dynamic?
Well, I'm old.
We don't struggle. We don't struggle with the feminine masculine energy. We struggle with daddy daughter energy.
Yeah. And I think. Well, you caught me in a daddy phase. I should have children.
Yeah, I'm but 43 instead years you old. Instead you went out and found a 20-year-old to raise.
First of all, 25.
You were like, let me help her. I can maybe guide her in the right direction.
I raised you well.
You did raise me well.
When I met you, you're working in a mall. You had 15 grand of debt. You had a car that barely ran, that would cost way too much, that you overpaid for. You lived in an apartment with Christmas lights still up, and it was March.
No, I met you in January, bitch. Don't even go there.
Well, those were up the whole time you had that apartment. So I raised you well. I raised you as one of my own. Sure, we had sex sometimes.
So now,
sure.
So now?
Sure.
So now I'm doing somewhat better.
Yeah. Well, now you don't have a car.
Now I don't have a
car. You have less credit card.
I don't have a job. I have a part-time job.
You have a part-time job.
I have less debt. Yeah.
But you're an esthetician now, and... that's about it. And you know about sharks because of Reddit. And you can't say ocean. I think whenever I feel like I have trouble telling you like my opinion without, because I'm scared of your response that you're like, you get defensive and then you're going to do the opposite. And I don't know how to bring up things to you sometimes where it's like just out of love and not judgment. It's hard.
Because you're a judgmental person.
I think I'm a loving person.
Yeah, but sometimes you can be, you're not judgmental, but you are judgmental to me sometimes. Like, but when I pour myself another glass of wine, you always give me this weird look. Like, I feel so awkward drinking wine around you sometimes. But I think
you
it's your PTSD.
Every night?
I don't drink wine every night. Also, it's not my fault. I have.
See what I mean? It's
not my fault. But because you're saying I have.
How many times have you drank wine in the last 8 days?
I don't know. I can't. I don't have keep track.
Because you're drunk.
No. Okay. Listen, I literally never have wine in the house, but my parents were in town and they bought me a box of wine. And it's just like there. And I'm like, oh, I'll have a glass of wine. No big deal. But I just feel like sometimes you're judgmental about that.
Well,
and I never have wine, like alcohol in the house. So like if I'm going through like a 2 week period where I'm like drinking a little bit more wine.
I'm going through like 7 months.
No, then Andrew's like you're like weird about it.
But you don't want to hear the next day when you're like, I'm tired, I don't feel well, I'm this, I'm stressed, I have anxiety, I don't know what it is. I'm like, well, I think I have a good idea.
But you say it exactly like that. I think I have a pretty good idea. That don't say that.
All right, what do you want me to say?
What if I told you all of your faults every morning?
I don't tell you all of your faults every morning. Well, and I don't complain every day.
Yes, you do. No, you no, don't.
I don't.
But I don't complain every day either.
Dude, you've had 45 different ailments, dude, in the last 6 days.
That's just like my problem. But you've it's had not a because bad of stomach. It's not because of wine. I am struggling. My body is in its flop era. Okay. I have a dislocated disc. My stomach always hurts. I'm trying to figure that out. It doesn't always hurt. I have a headache all the time. I have sinus problems because of maybe allergies, but maybe not, because Zyrtec helps half the time. And my hair is a little too short for my preference. So like those things are like, my body is in a flop era. And I haven't had a pedicure in over a month.
All
right. And I have a rash in my armpits.
But do you think booze helps that? Do you think alcohol, adding that into the mix?
I don't think a glass or two
or four.
When's the last time I had four glasses of wine? It was when the last night I spent with my parents. Okay. A glass or two of wine here and there is not making or breaking my dislocated disc.
Look, I don't care what you do. You could drink 80,000 glasses of wine, but if it's the next day and you're more sluggish and you're complaining, then it does affect my psyche. And then I can't say anything because I don't want to come off judgmental. But it's really coming from a place of love, because I just want the best for you.
I know you do. But I think
my daughter.
I think that you let my, maybe you're letting me affect you too much. Maybe you need some separation.
I'm with you 25 hours a day, dude.
I disagree. I give you plenty of alone time.
Dude, look, I'm not easy either. We could break me down. I'm addicted to this thing called 75 hard.
Oh, incoming of Andrew saying all of the good things he's addicted to and trying to make them look like it's a problem. Okay.
You want to know what's bad? My back is too good. My health is too good. I'm breathing great. I have no anxiety, no stress. I'm chilling. I drink a gallon of water a day. I work out twice a day. It's really hard. No, but it is annoying. It's annoying to be with someone that later on in their life has decided to focus on health and like be like kind of anal about it, even though I try to be relaxed about it and not bring it up or talk about it and like make it my lifestyle. But it is annoying. I get it, for someone that just, you know, doesn't want to do that.
Somebody that just doesn't want
to
do that.
You don't want to freaking.
Nobody wants to do 75 hard. That's why it's a challenge. You're saying it like my lifestyle is just so unhealthy. Also, we looked up the 75 medium and it is my lifestyle. So don't be rude and make it out to be like
75 soft. You're 75 soft.
Okay, well, that's not true, first of all.
Also, why are we even counting the days if it's every day? You're 365 soft. And I love that about you. My girl, my daughter, that I have sex with. Ew. Yeah, it really creeps me out. Go get a facial from her.
Oh, my gosh.
Your parents were in town. Oh, I guess we're getting into that later.
You can get into it.
Yeah, your parents were in town. It's always, I get it. I get why boozing and, like, I overate. I definitely didn't.
Yeah, Andrew had 6 pieces of pizza. And it was in such a short amount of time that I didn't even know. I was like, where did you find the time to eat those?
Yeah, I kind of went against the 75 hard, even though I did intermittent fast. But I don't know if you're allowed to have 6 pieces of pizza. I think you're allowed to have 1.5.
All I want you to cut out is dairy because it's lethal. It's toxic waste, the smell that comes out of you.
Yes, I fart after eating dairy and 6 pieces of pizza.
Dude, you might as well have shit on our ceiling fan and turned it on high. That's what it smelled like in the bedroom. Like eye watering. Okay.
First of all.
Though, and then he gets mad when I'm like, go poop, go fart outside of the room. And you're like, or yeah, if I try to open the window because I'm gagging. No, under, it permeates through the blanket.
I know, but if I'm not saying that it doesn't go through the blanket. I'm saying if I'm comfortable, the idea of someone, and coming from someone who woke me up the other day hitting snooze with their asshole, because that's how many times you farted. You woke me up 4 different
that's
times.
That's not true.
Every 10 minutes
that's
with your butt.
That's not true. I did it's not. True. It's your butt.
You're in denial.
You think it's mine. It's not.
Huh?
It's not.
First of all, you can't blame your farts on my asshole.
Dude, you woke us both up the other night with the fart.
Yeah.
That was so loud. Uh-huh. And it was a story that your fart told a story of what you ate.
And that will be my pilot that I try to sell. Oh, man. Anyhow, so your parents come into town. Yeah, we went to the most like normal football party ever. And they had pizza.
In the suburbs. We had to go out.
Real suburby. Which was weird, but fun. People got hammered. Yeah. One guy I had a run in. I had a problem.
Oh my God, you gotta tell.
So there was this guy there who was...
Okay, wait. We should preface this by saying it was my parents were in town.
Yeah.
The house that we went to, my aunt and uncle live in like Woodland Hills area. So it was my uncle's friend's house, so we were all there, my uncle, aunt, mom, dad, me, and then other people that they're all friends with.
Yeah, one of the guys your uncle works with, so they're all like rocket scientists too, so they're all brilliant people, but they get hammered, you know, that's what you do. And this one guy was getting hammered, and he was the life of the party. He was fun, very nice guy, loud. He was talking about the Dolphins. He was a Rams fan. He was talking shit about my Miami Dolphins. And he said, I knew they'd lose when I saw their offensive linemen wearing long sleeves like a bunch of bitches. So the Dolphins played a game in Kansas City. It was minus 20 degrees with wind chill. And this guy's talking shit that these guys are wearing sleeves. So they're a bunch of, and he's tough for some reason. And I look over, he's wearing the same kind of long sleeves that the guys on the Dolphins are wearing. Like, literally the white, like, athletic sleeves underneath the fucking
yes,
shirt.
Yes.
And I'm looking at this.
With the little, like, the
yeah, the mock neck. Yeah. He's dressing like a little bitch, and he's calling out the Dolphin players. So we go, we're in the kitchen, and I look at him. And I've at this point, we've joked around a little bit, so I feel comfortable. And I go, you know, you talk a lot of shit about the Dolphin players, about them wearing long sleeves. You're wearing the same shit, and it's 75 degrees outside. And he looks at me, he goes, yeah, I'm wearing this because I'm going through cancer treatment, and I don't want to show people my arms. And I go,
You should have said, yeah.
I go, yeah, you fucking bitch.
That's so awkward.
You think that's harder than playing against the Chiefs?
But then, you know what? Later on, like half an hour later, I forget how it comes up, but he said something and across the room to me, and he said, "What did he say?
Something about being adopted."
Yeah, he goes, "Oh, your parents are being pretty, really pretty quiet. They should have told you that you were adopted," or something like. Something yeah, like that, yeah. But he didn't know that I was adopted. So I just started cracking up, and my dad goes, I mean, she is adopted.
Which is such a ridiculous thing.
But why is being adopted like...
It's not, it's yeah, yeah. Why is it so negative?
It's such a negative thing. Like, people will be like, yeah, your parents didn't tell you that you're adopted.
Yeah, you're a joke. Yeah. I know.
Like, I
the adopted redheaded stepchild. Yeah. Like, you're that.
Like, it's the worst thing. Oh.
Yeah, don't tell her you're adopted. I am adopted. and you have cancer.
Guess we all have some.
You're making jokes like you have cancer. I do have cancer. Well, hang on my head. Anyhow, yeah, that was a ridiculous party, and they had pizza, and I get nervous, and I wasn't boozing, so I decided to eat two slices, then another two, and then two more that I don't even know how they. You ever eat and you're like,
you don't even know why you're eating. Last two don't count.
The last two, yeah, they might as well.
How many glasses of wine did I have that night?
I don't know. I was eating.
You do know.
I don't know. If I had to guess, probably four.
Two. I had two.
Two big ones. I'm kidding, dude.
I had two glasses of wine. Everyone else was hammered. I had two glasses of wine. But somehow it's worse. That's my point.
What's your point?
You think you... I don't know.
This has been a fiery episode.
I know. I can tell I'm PMSing by how much I want to...
Have a glass of wine?
Yes. Honestly, yes. I got home. I got done with my haircut today at 2 o'clock, and I was like, God, I really want a glass of wine. I was like, wow, happy hour starting at... Should I walk? When, oh, Andrew was...
You were going to go by yourself?
Andrew was on the other side of town, and I thought... We left the house together, and what? I, like, passed this little hotel bar that we really like to go to, and I was like, fuck, I'm locked out of that house, and I called Andrew, and he was like, oh, yeah, I'm 45 minutes away, whatever, and I was like, it's kind of fine. I'll just go in and, like, take advantage of the happy hour. But then I ended up finding a key, and I was like, I can't justify it. Let me just take my ass home.
You should have lied to me just so you could keep boozing.
No, I don't want to booze before the pod.
We're at Whole Foods, and anytime we walk past, you're like, oh, there's a bottle of wine.
Oh,
like,
no.
You always say it to me. You go, there's the wine. The wine's
over. Dude, there's something about the
wind. You know
what
I love? A bottle of wine.
Dude, I've been so into red wine lately, but it's like,
but I'm judgmental.
But it's the winter. Like, all I want to do.
It's 70 degrees out.
No, you know what's so funny is I keep seeing these TikToks that are, God, TikTok is so annoying to me lately. Like, I'm really starting to get tired of it because everyone is talking about the same thing. It's just their version of it. But I keep seeing this video that says. We're not supposed to be, like, in the wintertime, it's okay to settle down and it's okay to not want to go outside. Like, where it's dark out, it's cold, you want to get into bed earlier, you're supposed to gain a little bit of weight. It's our hibernation time. It's just the cycle of life. And I was thinking, I was like, yeah, you're right, because I'm feeling that. But then I was like, I don't think that I have the excuse because it's so nice in California. Like, so what about all of us who live here?
Well, I think you grew up and you're used to that, you know, four seasons. You grew up in Michigan. You're used to a long, depressing winter. It's in your, you know, that's what you
it's
grew up with.
It's not in my blood.
Well, I mean, it's, well, you're adopted.
Yeah, it's not in my blood.
It's not in your blood. No, it is, kind of. So, no, you're used to that. So, yeah, it would make sense that you get those urges and feel that way. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, I think, like, first of all, California weather is a lie. There is a lot of times where it's cloudy and somewhat cold. Mm. Shitty enough. It's all relative, I guess, because it's so nice here. So when it's shitty here, it feels really shitty enough to, you know, ruin your life and hibernate and get hammered and, you know. I don't know. I think sometimes
if
we look
I were
for
getting hammered, but I'm not getting hammered.
No.
I'm getting buzzed. Shut up.
What happened? What happened? Look.
I'm going to drink wine tonight out of spite.
Fine. I'll have 2 gallons of water. Yeah. Anytime you ruin your life, I'm going to double down and get even more healthy.
Oh,
I'll show you.
Whatever.
It's not good. And then what else did we, you know, there's like with your parents, it's like they're cool because sometimes you feel, I mean, we definitely drove a bit to see them each time, but there was no like feeling of like having to show them anything. They're not that kind of parent where they're like, I want to see LA. Show me everything. They're like, where can we chill? Mm-hmm. Have a couple drinks and just fucking look at the ocean. Nothing too crazy.
They're very low key people. They come from a small sleepy town, so they're just happy to be here. They don't really need a lot.
Yeah.
I think it made me realize, this is just with anybody, when people come into town, it makes you realize how boring your life is, because what I found myself thinking, what am I supposed to do with them? Where should I take them?
Yeah.
Is there a museum nearby? Like, I think your
dad would want to drink a gallon of water with me.
Yeah. Do you want to go to do hot Pilates and then lay on the couch? And they said, yeah, that's kind of what we want to do.
That is what we did with them. Yeah. It was great. And we got some roly-poly sandwiches and just fucking chilled.
Watched some football. I gave my mom a facial on the living room floor.
Your dad's so funny. Your dad is like the least vegan person on earth. He like gets mad about it almost.
God, he gets so...
He
was so triggered by all the dogs in LA. He kept saying, leave your fucking dogs at home. We went to an outdoor farmer's market and he was like, fucking leave your dogs at home. The most dog friendly area.
Oh, he's knocking back a couple pepperoni pizza. He had pizza, I think, 7 different times.
He had pizza for lunch. And then I said, what do you guys want for dinner? We have a frozen pizza, but Dad, I don't know. You had pizza for lunch. He said, I don't care.
I don't care. He's like, usually I have 7 pizzas. Dude, he's so funny. He's like, you know, he gets Ruffles chips. Sour cream and onion.
I love when you say Ruffles.
Ruffles.
Why is that so funny?
Because I have a speech impediment. He gets Ruffles. He gets Ruffle chips.
The sour cream and onion flavor.
Yeah. Some pretzels. Well, he's happy with a little popcorn. Oh, no. Never popcorn in a bag.
Oh, yeah.
He said I was this. He goes, Brenna's the second person to ever eat popcorn in a bag. Like, it was like a big thing. Like, he's like, the other person was, I think, John, maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, it was just so funny how he said it.
What?
As opposed to like
popping it in the microwave. Like buying.
Yeah. Oh.
Smart. What is it? Smart pop.
Smart food.
Yeah. Or the kettle. The kettle corn at Whole Foods. So good.
You're walking with your mom a lot. So I was walking with your dad. I got a lot of your dad time. And we really bonded. I feel like even more this trip.
He really likes you. I can tell.
Yeah, we. I get along with parents more than
me
kids. Yeah, for sure, more than my kid. So they were talking to your dad. And
well,
we're,
just one dad to another.
One daddy to a dad.
Wrong dad.
Zaddy to a daddy. So I was like, look.
He was like thanking you for taking over.
Honestly, he pulled me aside. He's like, I really appreciate you adopting my adoptive daughter. I really appreciate you. I'll send over the paperwork. I was like, she's 28 years old now. He's like, yeah. And my baby girl, my baby adopted girl. Dude, so we're like walking by like a burger place and it was like they offered vegan. He's like, yeah, I don't know what are those unbreakable burgers, or like, he's trying to say impossible burgers.
Unbreakable.
He said something like that. Like
unbreakable burgers.
He's like, yeah, I don't know about those. You know, John's Freya eats those. I don't want them.
Oh, my sister-in-law. Oh,
yeah, she's, I guess, vegetarian maybe. Mm. He's like, I don't care how you cook them. They're not the real thing. Like, he's just so set on like his ways.
He's so himself.
And I think like, yeah, I mean, I love that, though, the simplicity of it. He knows what he likes, mm-hmm. and he's going to stick to it. I mean, it's, yeah, we had fun, though. And then we went to your Uncle Mike's retirement party. We're really Quentin Tarantino this, where we go back. Like, we started at the last night.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, no one would have known this, but that was the last night, and then... The Ruffles was the second day.
I'm gonna start buying Ruffles just so I can hear you say it more in life.
And so the Ruffles were the second day. And the first night was your Uncle Mike's retirement after 35 years.
With a company called Rocketdyne that works with NASA.
They literally make rockets. for NASA, like that go on the space shuttle.
He manages the engineering process for rocket ship, rocket making.
So you didn't get that blood. That's for sure.
Well, it's very obvious. It's never been more obvious that I'm adopted than now.
Than Usain Rocket twice. Yeah, so this dude breaks down fucking rock, like straight up like mad scientist shit. And so he's retiring and I'm somehow made the family dinner.
Yeah, like, he had four spots and Andrew was one of them.
And I love your Uncle Mike, big man, about 6'5", big guy. And it was so cool because I've hung out with him four or five times, but just to hear other people talk about how amazing he is. And you know, your mom doesn't obviously live in California. She did a speech and she kind of ripped it. Like the other speeches were horrendous. Some of these guys were literally talking about the RS-25 and like the so different boring. Parts of the rocket and what Mike, like, you know.
Monotone, very long.
Just like with the RS-25 when we started that with NASA. We had no idea that what we were getting into, but Mike, you know, he stayed the course and he realized that the different pieces of the rocket, of the screws on top of the plastics.
Two,
and we were just like
2 hours of that.
Yeah, 2 hours
and
of that.
The microphone was going in and out, so you could hardly understand them.
Luckily the guy that was the main speaker was great. And but anyone else that spoke, like Mike's boss, I see why Mike's retiring. Because that guy was literally paint drying. Just absolutely terrible. But good guy. So then your mom goes up and your mom.
She's
just
the
like,
most animated person.
Complete opposite. And she's like, yeah.
My mom's a Leo. So for my astrology girlies, they'll get it.
So she goes up and she's like, I don't ever know what Mike is saying. I don't know what he's talking about with these rockets. I'm just a girl from Michigan. I don't know anything. I'm fucking dumb.
But we do both know numbers. I am good with numbers.
Yeah, I do know that we're brother sister because I know numbers. Yeah. And Mike, but he knows different numbers, like hard numbers. And just like, I don't know what any of y'all do. Like literally calling them all
so
nerds.
Amazing.
Like y'all are fucking nerds. Essentially, she was calling them all dweebs. Which is awesome.
It's so, you know, spending time with my parents like that, I feel like I really am starting to see that my personality is both of theirs in one. I'm very curt and stubborn like my dad and just not, yeah, my dad's not curt, but he's to the point. I'll say that. Curt,
yeah.
I feel like curt has like a negative connotation.
Yeah, he's Paul.
But and my mom is so like animated.
Yeah.
It's just funny to see yourself in people, especially because I'm adopted. I was looking for myself and like my family my whole life, feeling like I didn't belong. And then I came to this realization where I was like, I really am like these people.
Yeah. And I think, I don't know, from what I gathered, you seemed very happy all weekend.
Yeah.
And
it was,
you seemed giddy. You seemed like, I don't know.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I haven't seen them in a year, so it was really fun.
It was nice to have them out here. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about anything in the news. What we got? What
things.
We got in the news?
So Ryan Gosling revealed that his and Eva Mendes' daughters haven't seen the Barbie movie yet. He said he's not ready to show his kids how Ken Nuff he is. He said they're 9 and 7, and they helped him prepare for the role because they love Barbie, but they don't really give a shit about Ken. And so he feels that making Barbie was a way to sort of make something both for him and them. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I don't know.
But why haven't they seen it?
Well, I don't know how many 9 and 7 year olds have seen it anyway. I mean, is it a kid's movie? It didn't feel like a kid's movie when we saw it.
It's a movie for kids and adults because kids aren't going to understand the adult things in it.
Yeah.
Because it's like when you rewatch SpongeBob as an adult, you see it in a different light and see the jokes that they make.
Yeah.
And but as a kid, you're just thinking, oh, it's so silly. It's SpongeBob. So I think it's weird that they haven't seen it, especially that their dad is in it.
Yeah, he's shirtless, though. I'm looking all hot, glistened up. I don't know if I want to see my dad. Maybe it'd be weird to see your father performing. I don't know.
And he's partially the villain, I guess.
Mm. You can call him that. And he's a villain.
But a 7 and 9 year olds can understand. They understand it's a movie. I think it would bring them closer. I think it's silly they haven't seen it.
But maybe they couldn't distinguish dad versus cat. I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't remember being 7 and how I understood a movie or not. I feel like it's more of an adult movie. I think there's a lot of adult things happening. And yeah, look, it's not like it's freaking his other movies where, you know, he's banging someone or whatever. You know, I don't know if like how much of it is if how much I'd want to protect my child.
Listen, when I was 9, I was wondering what was up with
your dad
with adult
body,
things.
Shirtless body, hairless, blonde hair.
No.
Driving in a convertible.
I just think that people are that's so weirdly protective. Like kids just know things. Like it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. They're still kids. I don't know. I think it's stupid, but whatever.
I'm sure they'll see it when they're 12 or 13.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, exactly. Who cares?
Yeah.
What was the first inappropriate movie you remember watching when you were young?
I think it was porn. I saw porn.
What?
Yeah.
Was your dad it?
No. No, I think it was porn.
Wait, how old were you?
Maybe 10, 11.
I would set the scene. What happened?
Okay, well, I was exposed to porn by accident. But first things, I saw my brothers used to have these porn magazines in the bathroom. We all kids had our upstairs bathroom. And my brothers had porn magazines that they slid into those standing radiators in between next to the toilet. So I was on the toilet minding my own business and looked at the radiator and was like, oh, what is this magazine?
Kids always hide them in like places you can obviously see.
Yeah. But then do you remember those portable CD or those portable movie players? They were like mini laptops.
Yeah.
And we all had those. And I went into my parents' bedroom. And wait, this is kind of exposing them, but they had porn movies.
On the little ones? Why on the little
ones? No, like they had just porn movies and I took one of them and put it in my portable movie player and watched it.
Why? I know, but you put it in there or they did?
Yeah, I put it in there. I was like, I want to fucking see what this is all about.
But small.
Yeah,
because you didn't want to be caught.
Small screen.
Because you didn't want to be caught.
Well, I'm not gonna put it in the family, the family TV.
She knows what she's watching.
Yeah.
And what did you feel?
Something.
I thought you, as a kid, something. How long did you watch it for? Do you remember?
Too long.
Too long.
And then
ran out of batteries.
And then I was scared to put it back because my parents, my parents knew it went missing. And I was.
How the hell did they know it went missing? That's so creepy. How many did they have?
I don't know.
Yeah.
So then I was like, I can't put it back because my parents, they'll know one of us took it versus them just thinking it went missing. So I brought it with me one day.
They sat down the kids and said, who took our porn? How did you know they knew it was missing?
No, maybe I didn't know if they knew or not.
Okay.
I think maybe they did. I don't remember fully. I was too young to remember. But I took the porn CD with me to school. And I...
This is when you have a problem as a kid and you go, this is what we're going to do. And you make it 1,000
times
worse.
Dude, I was
worse.
A fucking... Yeah. I made plans when I was a kid. So I took it to school and I was like, I gotta get rid of this. So I used to have to walk to elementary school every day. So I hid it under a pile of leaves and stomped on it. And then I went and checked a few days later, and it was still there. The porn CD.
Like a CD?
But it showed, like, the porn scene on the top. You know how they used to, like, decorate CDs?
So it wasn't just enough that you put it under the leaves.
I had to stomp on it.
Did you break it?
Yeah. And then I found it a few days later. I was like,
did you try to put it back together? Yeah. You're like, it still works. I'll tape it up.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. And then what? And then nothing ever came
out
of
it? That was it.
They never came after you? They can't. It's, like, hard to yell at someone.
I think my dad was like, did you take our porn?
And stomp on it.
He was mad. Because I would go in their room and, like, look around.
I could see how your dad would know, like, alphabetically, like, all his porn.
Yeah. I mean, they didn't have that much.
My dad, I found his, he had, by his bed, he had porn numbers. Like, phone numbers.
Oh, yeah. I would call those.
Yeah. I did, too. Like, 1-800-WET-TWAT or something. Sometimes I just make them up because I realize, like, you could just type in the letters and it would most likely you'd get someone. And I would do the 800 numbers because then your phone doesn't get charged, but you don't get to talk to anyone. So sometimes I'd do the 900 numbers and then it would be like $80 for me to just be like, hi, what you wearing?
Yeah.
She goes, are you ready, big boy? I'm like, I'm a big boy. Yeah. And then that would be like $3,000. Anyhow.
Your dad would just think it was his
charge. Yeah, yeah. My dad couldn't yell at me. I was like,
gosh, can you imagine every time you wanted to come, you had to call a phone number instead of just typing in pornhub.com?
Yeah. Or just clicking past history.
Dude, one time I was dating this guy. And you know when you go.
Here we go again.
You know when you like click open a fresh Safari and it shows like your top few links with the picture. Pornhub was number two. And I was like, I hate him. I can't. Like, knowing that that's your number two.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
What was number one?
Probably like Twitter or something. Yeah. But
Twitter. I would call the 800 number. And it was so funny because at first they'll be like, hey, thanks for calling 800 wet twat. Oh, my God. I'm so wet for you. And I start beating off right away. Or I'd beat off before I even called.
Don't say beat off.
Jack off.
Just say ruffles.
I ruffled my penis.
Your peathers.
And I would ruffle before I call, so I'm ready to go.
Oh, you'd have your ruffles would be like fully formed,
fully rough,
fully baked.
Because, it would go from you ready? Oh, I'm so hot. I'm so wet. Now put in your credit card for 999.
Wait, that's all it used to take was just a girl being like, ah.
Yeah.
God, I wish that was the same.
But the credit card would always get, like, it would always turn me off, even though I am Jewish. You would think that the credit card stuff would turn me on more. But no, like, she'd get very businesslike, and it'd be like, ugh, take me completely out of it. My dad, yeah, I would always find him next to his bed. That's when he was single for a while. When we'd have one Diet Coke in the fridge, like a liter of Diet Coke, and then a half-eaten pizza, and Tostino's pizza. Remember those? That was all my dad had. Mm. All right, what's the next news story?
Turkey's first astronaut, along with a Swede and Italian, were launched into space to go to the International Space Station, and they'll be there on Saturday. And what they brought with them are a Nobel Prize medal from Sweden, fusilli pasta from Italy, and tokens of Turkey's nomadic culture.
Okay. What does that mean? Tokens?
Where are they bringing it?
To the International Space Station.
Oh, that seems like it's weird. Pasta is equivalent to a Nobel Peace Prize. You know what I mean? Like, it just seems too on the nose. Like, I'm bringing pasta.
Italy's Peace Prize.
Yeah, yeah. It's weird. Also, to go that far just to, like, drop some shit off. Would you go to space?
No. Oh, my gosh. Somebody was telling me about this show called Traitors. And it's a reality show, whatever, where there's nice people and there's traitors. And there's challenges. And one of them was that they had to be buried alive in a coffin for 45 minutes. They had to be down there.
What the
hell? I was like, I would be disqualified. I'm not going underground in a coffin. That's, you're asking to die.
You know, I had a buddy whose mom, they made a movie about this. She got kidnapped and buried underground. And she was given only a certain amount of oxygen. And if she used too much of the oxygen, or no, I'm sorry, too much. She got given a certain amount of like electricity for the light down there. And if she used too much light, the oxygen would run out. And her dad owned all of Key Biscayne in Miami. So these, you know, people kidnapped her and were like, we'll give you back your daughter. We buried her ass. We need $300,000 or whatever.
That's it?
Or maybe $1 million. I don't know. Anyhow, yeah, we need $35.
That's number all two, they asked for?
A number two from McDonald's. So she ended up going over like, she ended up in there for like three more days than it should have lasted. It's literally like the candle with the oil for the Jewish story. But it
Happy Hanukkah.
Yeah, it ended up lasting. Like she ended up, the guy went back there and like they got lucky and found it like literally under leaves, like your porn CD. They found a porn CD and then they found the oxygen, like the stick, like sticking out of the ground where she was getting oxygen, I guess. I don't know. Sounds insane. But yeah, that was my buddy's mom. Wild shit. She seems so normal. She was,
how
like,
long
very,
was she
like,
under there for?
A few days.
Did like, she talk like about week. It?
No. Yeah, I brought it up when I found out. I like Scott. Scott's cool. So you're buried. You're buried? How long were you buried?
Some people talk about their shit.
That's true.
It was, I kind of talk about my stuff.
Yeah, but that was like one of the things where... Yeah, I think it's, I saw a rocket today go up. I swear to God, I saw a rocket today.
Okay.
Might have been...
an airplane?
No, dude. This was a rocket. It was like full on.
Was
like,
it a drone?
I think it was SpaceX. Like,
no,
they're around here.
They don't fly out of here, though. They fly out of Cape Canaveral mostly in Florida.
Something flew out of here. I typed in rocket Los Angeles, and there was a SpaceX rocket that flew last month.
Maybe there was a Starlink?
Maybe a Starlink.
What the fuck is
I
a followed Starlink?
It. I looked at it today, and I was like, whoa.
Wait,
like,
what's
I had
a Starlink?
Starlink is Bezos.
No, that
or
one's,
no,
that
Blue
one's
Origin.
Musk.
Oh. Anyhow.
It's basically like satellite that's like paper thin, and it gets, what's the word? Rocketed.
Rocketed.
Launched into launched. Space. My yeah. sister works at SpaceX. I obviously don't.
Okay.
But yeah.
Ah, so you know.
I
ask
know
her if things. Anything was launched recently.
Okay.
Like today, this morning, around 6:30 a.m.
Okay, I will.
You were up at 6:30?
Yeah, I went to that workout class. 7:30 a.m. I know, it's so annoying. But I watched this rocket this morning. I was like, I like watched it like a 10-year-old because it just... It was insane. It was like, you know, when like the fire coming out from the back of it. And like, I was like, is anyone else see? This seems like it should be a big deal. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like watching like a full on rocket. Like back in the day when like a shuttle launched, people lost their fucking mind. I'm just looking up and I'm like, that's a fucking rocket.
Yeah, they should make a bigger deal out of that.
Yeah. So maybe it wasn't, but I'm telling you.
Did it look like a rocket?
Yes.
Was it shaped like a rocket?
Shaped like a
How
rocket.
How big do you think it was? How far away was it?
About diameter?
Pacifically.
Pacifically? It was about 90 lotions. Callback. Callback.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it was, it's so funny that no one cares. Like, that's what happens in the world where... You do something more than five times, no one fucking cares anymore.
It's true.
It's crazy. A full-on rocket. I'm the only one looking.
Wait,
I mean, granted, it was 6:30 in the
would
morning.
Would you ever go to space?
Yeah, I think I would. Not like the first 1,000. But that's the other thing. With space, okay, when airplanes first went up, people lost their fucking mind. The Wright brothers, and then people would fly and they'd look out the window and they'd be like, oh my God, I could see the Grand Canyon. Oh, I could see for miles. And people lost their fucking mind. We go on an airplane, we closed the windowsill or whatever the shade within 3 seconds. And we don't ever open it unless they yell it, tell us that we have to open it. We have no idea what happens out there. We don't give a fuck. No. Not even a little bit.
Just get me to where I'm people going.
People go, we're flying past the Grand Canyon on your right. Shut the fuck up. I'm trying to watch Jackass on the little on my phone. On my fucking... Meanwhile, then people are going, oh my God, space. You're going to go to space. By the thousandth time, people are going to go up there and be like, they're going to be watching Space Jam. You know what I mean? They're not going to care after a few times. It only matters now because only like 7 billionaires and this turkey guy.
And the fusilli.
Yeah, and the pasta. But I'm just saying like.
But isn't that their offerings to the space people? Like if there's somebody out
what,
there.
What, the alien? No. You think they're giving aliens pasta?
Yeah. Like, it's so like, good. You guys got to try it. That's where my head went. Like, in case the aliens find it, we want them to try this pasta.
Oh, man. Here's a Nobel Peace Prize and some pasta.
I hope they brought some sauce.
You're not wrong. Yeah. If I was an alien and I was like, should I keep going? Yeah. They're like, look, you don't even know.
But they're like, you got to go to Earth to get the sauce for the pasta.
Yeah. You want thin crust Domino's? Keep going.
You want hot bun? Keep going. You want...
Why
you
are need, your eyes
you need, to, you, need, you need to cure your heartburn? Pepsi, keep going.
Hey, alien. You want to have some vodka sauce, which is red sauce with white sauce? Keep going.
Keep going.
You're going to need a Pepsi. Alien. Yeah, no, I'm sure aliens would. Dude, I'm sure if they tried some fucking John and Vinny's, that fucking pasta we get,
yeah,
they would fly an extra 1,000 miles.
Would aliens their life. Like spicy food?
Yeah, they can handle it.
Yeah, I'm sure they're.
I feel like aliens probably would like kale and spinach smoothies. I just think they're better than us.
They're so ahead of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they probably don't even need food. They probably just think of food and it's like, ah, I taste that.
I think of aliens drinking like milk, like they have formula.
I think they're done. Oh, like with everything in it. Yeah. We have that. You say that like it's not even.
No, but that's all they eat.
You're like, I could see them having like tomato juice with vitamins.
They take a multivitamin.
Yeah. Brandon literally is like V8.
Dude, remember when V8 was so bad, but now it's so good?
Yeah, they put all that sugar in it.
They did a great job.
I don't
job.
Think it's healthy anymore.
They did a great job.
What was the next story?
It's not as interesting, but the NFL announced that Post Malone, Reba McEntire, and Andrew Day will perform during the pregame Super Bowl in Las Vegas.
McEntire.
What did I say?
McEntire. What was the third one?
Andrew Day.
I don't even know how that is.
I don't know, but she's going to be singing Lift Every Voice and Sing. Post Malone will sing America the Beautiful, and Reba will sing the national anthem.
I can't wait to honestly hear Post Malone sing. Without instead of doing the, I don't want to, he kind of like bops.
He sounds like a goat.
I don't want to,
no, he gives a lot of verb. What's it called? Verbato? Pasta? No.
And then Reba McEntire, I can't wait to hear that. I'm excited to hear
who's that. But then Usher's
she has a great voice.
Halftime.
Usher's halftime. And rumored that Miley Cyrus might step out there.
Oh, we haven't seen Miley in a while.
Did they do a song together?
I don't think so, but that would be great.
I don't know who Andrew Day is.
Me either.
That's where we're at now.
Okay, moving on.
Moving on. Do you guys want voicemails? Do you have a little quiz if you want?
Yeah.
What are you in the mood for?
Let's do some quizzy.
All right. So we'll have like 7 questions, I think.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
Just some more fun trivia.
God damn it.
Don't worry.
Is the last letter of the Greek alphabet? You don't know the last letter of American.
Zed.
Huh?
It's Z.
Omega.
Oh.
That's a good guess. Is Z even in there?
I don't know. How many time zones are in Russia?
3.
11.
11? How many are here? 3.
I don't know. Probably 3.
Yeah. Maybe 4.
Mountain time. Mountains.
Mountain time might be the same as central. 11. That's why they're so angry. Which planet is farther from the sun? Saturn or Jupiter?
Jupiter.
Saturn.
Fuck. What celebrity has hosted SNL the most times?
Shit.
I'll give you a hint. He was indicated on involuntary manslaughter charge this morning.
This morning? Whoa. I don't know. Matthew Broderick?
Are you dumb? Alec Baldwin.
Oh. He got charged?
Oh, indicted.
No.
Indicted.
Oh. Is that part of the trivia? This is bad.
It was dropped, but now the Supreme Court brought it back. Oh, really? Or however law works.
I feel like they bring it back because they want to be celebrities. So they're trying to bring down a celebrity. You know what I mean?
That wasn't nice. I called you dumb. I'm sorry. I actually asked if you were dumb. But I feel like Alec Baldwin, everybody knows his...
First of all, calling me dumb and then saying indicted wrong.
I know. It's so funny. Chef kiss. I know.
Ding dong.
Yeah.
What does a camel store in its hump?
Water.
Fat.
Damn it. Wait, yeah. Water wouldn't make sense. Maybe cartilage.
You ever got one question right?
No.
I'm not doing well either.
In the alphabet, how many letters are between L and S without singing?
Four.
Six.
Damn.
I feel like that was such an easy one. I better get an easy one.
L and S? L
N. No, M N O P Q R.
Oh, I forgot P and Q. All right. Louis Armstrong was a master of which brass instrument? What?
Louis Armstrong, a brass instrument? Probably like the trumpet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Was he white or black?
Louis Armstrong? He's black.
Nice.
What does IPA stand for?
IPA? I don't know.
Wait, really? You don't know? Mm-mm. Think of beer.
I know.
Like an IPA beer.
Oh. Oh my God. This is really bad.
India Pale Ale.
Really? They're all that? Okay. Which American road runs from Chicago to LA?
Wait, say that again.
Which road, American road, runs from Chicago to LA?
The 101.
66. Route 66.
Oh, duh. Route 66. Duh. What country invented tea?
Oh, I know this. Asia. Oh, no. China.
Yeah, you got it.
China. Nice. What type of eater is a rhino?
What?
What kind of eater is a rhino?
Oh, a rhino. I almost said rhinoceros. A carnivore.
No, herbivore.
Oh, that's what I meant. They eat. That's what I meant.
You can't say that after getting it wrong.
No, but that is what
all
I
right,
meant.
What type of eater is a wino?
Raffles.
Raffles.
When MySpace first launched, how many top friends could you have displayed on your page? Yes.
In St. Louis, it's illegal for a firefighter to rescue who? This is crazy.
Animals.
A naked pets. Woman.
Oh.
What if a woman's sleeping and then
gotta yeah. grab her
he's like,
blanket.
Fuck that. Huh? You gotta put her in a blanket?
Yeah.
But then she's still naked on there.
I don't know. It's animals.
Huh?
You said it was crazy. So I was like, pets?
Animals makes more sense than a naked woman.
How long is 4 score plus 7 years ago?
4 scores and 7 years ago. 4 scores is 47?
87. A score is 20 years.
Fucking A, dude.
Okay.
I never feel good after the trivia.
It's fun.
I know. I wonder how many, if people get them right at home and they're like, these fucking idiots, or more people are dumb like us.
Yeah, comment below.
Yeah, comment if you're an idiot and you didn't know. Be honest, though. Don't sugarcoat it. Also, like and subscribe. And leave a comment.
Yeah, comment if you're a ding dong like me.
If you really knew 90% of those, you don't have any friends.
Or they should go on Jeopardy.
Yeah. Try out.
Or you go on BuzzFeed too much, because that's where I got these questions.
Yeah. Be something annoying if some person goes on BuzzFeed and then they pretend like they know shit. All right, what else? Oh, voicemails. What do we got?
All right, this first one's from Megan.
Hey, Andrew and Brenna. So what annoys me about family members coming to, like, stay with you is, so I live on an island, and I've lived here with my brothers for, like a handful of years. So my mom comes and visits every single year, and she'll, like, bring a friend. But every single time she visits, she extends the trip. So, like, last time it was, like, a month, and she doesn't tell me before she books the ticket. She doesn't tell any of us. She just books the ticket and then, like, guilt trips us into letting her stay with us for, like, a full month or however long it is. And then if I say anything like, oh, you never asked me, and also, like, that's way too long for her to be staying with me because she drives me insane, she's like, well, I raised you, and you always stay at my house. I'm like, you're my parent, and also, like, I have a tiny, tiny place, and you have, like, a two-story, like, four-bedroom house. I have one tiny bathroom and, like, a tiny house. And then she comes and stays, and then we, like, literally want to fight each other every single day because that's just how it is with your mom. So, yeah, I fucking hate when she visits me. Anyway, I'm so sorry. This is just me, like, bashing my mom coming to stay with me.
I fucking hate.
Dude, I love that person. But mom, you live on a fucking island.
Yeah, mom is lacking boundaries, it sounds like.
Yeah, but this woman, they live on an island.
For a reason, because that's why.
That's true. And we also don't know if it's Long Island. Like, what? I'm envisioning, like, the Caribbean. Like, I'm envisioning, like, St. Lucia.
Yeah.
Isn't that what you're feeling?
I was thinking, like, Hawaii.
Yeah, like a St. Thomas vibe.
Or St. Thomas. Yeah.
Small island.
Somewhere in the Caribbean.
Yeah.
So, yeah, your mom probably lives in a two-story house somewhere cold. She's going to keep extending. You live in vacation. That's partly on you.
But it kind of sounds like her mom can afford, if she's living in a nice big home and she's going on month-long vacations, it sounds like mom has the means to maybe get her space for even half of the time.
That's a good point.
You know, like a week away, a week there, a week away, a week there. Mm-hmm. Something.
Yeah, also, I get it. I'm giving you shit about the island, but mom, you should give a start and end date so you can prepare.
Yeah, and tell us when you book the ticket. What if she's going out of town? What if she is an island girl and going to an island world?
First of all, I feel like the mom is like, you live on an island. You don't work. Yeah. Like, even if she was a doctor on an island, she's like,
come on,
what do you really do? Like, open heart surgery on the island, man? Get out of here.
I wish we lived on an island. I kind of want to do that with you someday.
Well, the other day you were like, we got to go somewhere tropical. We look out our window, there's 19 palm trees.
Yeah, but they're not the coconut palm trees.
I agree. I get what you're saying.
It's different. It's a different vibe.
No, in Florida, we didn't really feel like we were by the ocean until we went to the Bahamas because the water was clear.
California, when you live in Los Angeles in like the city part, like I don't feel.
Yeah, we don't feel
this
beachy.
Isn't giving vacation. This is it's a city life.
Yeah, if we put up like check your sandals at the door kind of like tchotchke thing, it would feel weird.
Welcome to our lake house.
Yeah, we're just too far from the water. Yeah. But I feel like parents do that when they get older because they're retired. She's just like, what? I'll stay an extra few weeks. What's the big deal? I love the gaslighting, too, of like, I raised you. It's your turn to raise me.
So fucked up.
It's your turn. Your dad died. Is this what you're going to do to me?
Yeah.
It's like, you killed him with your fucking annoyingness. But, man, I want to go to an island.
Me, too.
I live on an island with my brothers. What do you do?
I need to know. Maybe more they have like information.
Like a bike.
What island? Like what is your living? She said she lives in a small space, but she's probably like the cool minimalist. Like,
oh, the her doors place are is just
like
open.
Warm, and there's like lots of like coconut wood.
It sounds great, except for the mom.
Coconut wood? Is it coconut wood? Coconut wood? It's light colored wood.
Yeah, that light wood.
That light wood. She has terracotta colored bed sheets and like white ceramic vases.
Yeah.
And
she has like four outfits. She never wears makeup.
It smells so good. It smells like salty in there.
Yeah. She goes down to the dock to get fresh fish that is caught every day. And they're like, oh, we got barracuda for you.
And then she goes over to her brothers and she's like, hi, yeah, I'm coming. And they see her walking through the sand.
And everything's so peaceful. And then the mom lands. And then they go, fuck.
How long does it? Because maybe it takes a long time to get to the island, too. That's so she has to stay for a little while.
That's a good point. Yeah,
I need to know more information.
The mom should just sell her to.
Please message the Puddles podcast on Instagram. We need to know more.
Yeah,
know
we
more.
Need to know more.
I need to know more.
Also, why doesn't the mom sell her mansion and move to the island and get her own place on the island?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Sounds like mom needs to. But sometimes old people don't like to move because they have friends there. It's hard to make friends as an older person.
Well, it's hard to have a social life when your mom's on the fucking couch. Anyhow, what's the next one?
This last one.
That was a good one.
Eden.
Hey, guys. So what I hate most about having company, my mother-in-law in particular, she has zero boundaries. So one visit when she was here, I was awoken to her standing over me and my husband in our bed. And mind you, I don't wear pants to bed.
Oh,
so
firefighters
I was
can't get you.
Ass out on top of the covers. And she's just her standing ass there telling us she loved us and that she is leaving. And just didn't even care that my entire lower half was just out and about. So that's what I hate most about having my mother-in-law, is the fact that she does not respect any boundaries.
Because even if she went in, if you see someone's bare asses out, don't embarrass them. Walk out. Knock on the door.
Yeah, it's a strong move. Like, what if they were banging and the mom just walked in?
So weird.
But also, I love that we sleep the same way.
Dude, Andrew, last night got out of the bed and I look over and he's got a t-shirt that's too small, by the way. So it's giving Winnie the Pooh. There's no pants on, just his fucking half-shaved ass. I shaved his ass cheeks the other day.
Half. It's full shaved now.
No, I was out of curiosity. We were in the shower and I was like, please let me, can I shave your butt cheek? So I
I
shaved your butt cheek. And then 2 days later, Andrew goes, babe, I shaved my other butt cheek.
I had to even it out. I felt weird. It was heavier on the right.
Dude.
My ass hair was, now I have a bare ass.
And then, because Andrew, how this comes up is we're in the shower and Andrew looks at my ass and he's like, starts laughing. I was like, why are you laughing at me? And he goes, it's just so weird. You just have such a baby butt. It's just so bare.
Little boy butt.
Yeah, it's like your body is just so bare. And then there's my ass. Which it really is crazy. Even if I have a little bit of hair, you know, in my androgynous zone,
I don't.
Andrew will be like, ooh. Like, if it's like grown out at all. And then I look at him and I go, you're covered in hair, bro. Leave me alone.
Not anymore. And I got a thick ass now.
You got
from all those squats.
Yeah, Andrew's getting a little. He literally has bounce back now. I can smack it and it reverberates.
I'm so happy to have an ass. Freaking
So like,
yeah, I don't know what you say to a mom that will come, because don't you dare change how you fucking sleep. I'll tell you that, just because the mom might walk in.
No, fuck that. If anything, I'd be like,
it is hard to say shit to parents. Like your dad, remember?
Oh.
Oh, so as we know, we've talked about on the podcast, Brenna has a strict rule of no shoes in the house.
It's not strict. I just don't like it.
It's very strict. And it comes probably from growing up in a household where you have to take your shoes off. And I think when I went to your parents' house, I had to take my shoes off. Your dad came to our place, didn't even ask. I mean, he might have put on three more pairs, and he just fucking shooed up our whole fucking house. Just like L.A. streets, just tap dancing
on our
fucking.
We've walked by so many homeless people on our walk.
And I wanted to say something, But you just can't. You can't say it to. But I just want to be like, hey, shoes off. Just that awkward pause of, oh, you want me to take my shoes off?
Whenever it's awkward, though, I'll be like, boy, take your shoes off.
You always got to do like a Southern accent. You want some jambalaya and take your shoes off.
I'll give you your ruffles back if you take those goddamn shoes off and put them by the door.
It took you a month to tell me you didn't like shoes in the house.
Yeah. It's like, you want pasta? Take your shoes off. Dude, it's hard. It's hard to fucking tell because we're so ingrained and we have to listen to our parents.
Yeah.
And then the husband's a little bitch. He ain't going to say something.
You're not saying anything.
Oh, what are you going to be like? Oh, you're looking at my wife's pussy, mom? No. You're not going to do that. You should. If he had any backbone.
Wait, what? Huh? Whose wife's pussy are you looking at?
This woman is Winnie the Poohin, sleeping with no pants on. The mom is staring, her mother-in-law is staring at his wife's pussy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
He's got to speak up. Maybe he just has boxers on with no shirt.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Dude, if your mom saw my ass, boy. I'm scared. I don't even want to wear a bathing suit around your family. I can't imagine your mom seeing my bare ass spread out on the bed.
Wild. Or your dad seeing my cock sleeping next to you would be so awesome. I'd be like,
you take it and smack me with it. I've got
my shoes on, but no pants, no panties.
No panties.
No panties.
But put your panties on.
So anyhow, yeah, I think you got to talk to your husband and have him man up and tell his mom.
It's his duty to say something. Whoever's parent it is the person who has to say something.
Yeah. Oh, man. That is... parents.
Yeah. I'm going to just say the skincare thing really fast.
Okay. Yeah, let's end it.
Tea tree oil. People love to put oils on their skin, but there are oils that are good for different skin types. Not all of them are the same. But tea tree oil in particular is antibacterial and antiseptic. So that means it's good for acne-prone skin or balancing combination skin. It will naturally reduce your oil production. It's also good to put on after you shave to help prevent ingrown hairs. So, yeah.
All right, tea tree oil.
Yeah.
Also, speaking of oils and moisturizers and Pacific lotions, go see Brenna at BB Soft Skin. You go on down to Atwater. She'll take care of you just for $9.99. I'm serious. BB Soft Skin. Go get a facial. And I swear she's unbelievable. Her hands are like magic. And
thank you.
I'm the first client on Saturday. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited for you.
And you can follow my skincare page. It says right now there's not a lot on it, but there will be a lot. So it's at Skin by Brenna Alexis.
At Skin by Brenna Alexis. Go check it out. Thank you for listening. Leave a comment. Subscribe. And
have a great week.
Enjoy the island.
Puddles. Everybody get up because you get down and then everyone will come over here.